Tim, let's go. Takeaway time. Take us over.
Let's do some takeaways. We started off with the honest, no BS. The way we build agents today is dumb. And you're like, yep, dumb is the right way to put it. Because a lot of agentic code is ugly. It's sad. It's obfuscated. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's probabilistic in nature, right? In terms of how LLMs work. You gave an example of Face ID, for example, right? And just all the dynamic, like, well, what if your face is a little off? What if you're wearing glasses, right? There's a lot of complexity, and there, you know, most of the paradigms around programming to, that we're most familiar with, right, are like websites and things like that, tend to be a little bit more deterministic, a lot more deterministic in nature. But AI agents are fundamentally probabilistic in nature, and worse than that, they are probabilistic in nature, chained to itself in a tight feedback loop, so that you're taking photocopies of photocopies and photocopies. This is my ad-libbing now. I'm adding some stuff here. But like, I think this is kind of a takeaway here, right? And it just gets worse, right, the more you get fancy with it. An analogy that's interesting to compare to, you mentioned, is the gaming industry, which has dealt very well with probabilistic problems. And in its it has, I think, two things. One is like, guardrails, and like building guardrails in is important. The second thing is, you said it's feeling based, right? So this idea of like, how do we build this kind of these guardrails, but also these kind of feeling based aspects into an abstraction that allows us to capture some of the same benefits that things like TypeScript and, you know, other types of abstractions that we've introduced in the programming world have given us, or async was another example you gave with JavaScript and some of these modern languages, right? So that's kind of the interesting, I think, setup to, okay, we have to do things a little bit differently when we're programming with AI. And then Juan, what were your big takeaways?
So good people listening, like the first part of this episode was about like, what is truly the problem? Then we get into like, what is the solution? Like, first of all, you say LLM should probably be accessible to all code languages, and it needs to work in a safe way. And so rather than having each of these have a custom ecosystems for handling all exceptions, like you want to have this programming language can be very universal. That's where BAML comes in, right? That's works with any code language. The LLM is just an operator, right? It takes in parameters, performs some work, produces a type out there that you're going to be that you're going to connect it back to the type system that you have within your programming languages. Due to the service, I did not take the notes on all the live demos. So first time ever, there's a couple of live demos here. So this is also an incentive to go watch the road.
Yeah, for those that are listening, you should go check out the video, because then you'll actually be able to see it.
So then the main takeaway for me is that structure, right? You're defining the structures as types, and LLMs are blobs in and blobs out. So we've got that structures, and we're just defining these schemas. Will 80% of people just be making crappy agent? And you're like, no, it's going to be like websites. Eventually websites are just getting better and better. And because these level abstractions are enable us to go do things much better. So that's where we're heading towards right now. And then we're just with vibe coding stuff, we're generating so much code that we have this impedance mismatch. So that's one of the things that we need to be able to go solve. And at the end, for me, my final thought takeaway personally here is that this whole define the structure of your types, like that is just finding your meaning, your semantics. And then this is, again, just going back to your foundations, like understand the model of what you're going to be, the concepts, right? The objects that you're defining, like you have to think about that. How did we do on our takeaways?
I think that's a great summary.